Hey there, short stuff.
Hello?
Oh, come on. You can at least wait back or something. Here.
This is what you wanted, isn't it?
Whoa, hey. Don't just try to snatch it from me.
You see this? I'll give it to you only if you ask for it politely. A little louder. It's hard to hear you from way up here.
Huh, sure. Here you go.
Oh, and what of advice? I suggest that you fix that attitude of yours. Or all it's gonna do is further add on to the stereotype. The smaller the creature, the more likely they're prone to anger and have God complex. You're right. I am extremely sorry for calling you short stuff earlier. It's a bit of a habit from my brother, who always teases me for towering over him, even though he's older than me. Now that's out of the way. I need to ask, what's a cute little thing like yourself got going on today?
What? What is it?
I mean, it's true. You're cute. In fact, I think that you're my type. Aww, but sweetie, I can't help but to tease you, especially since you have such an adorable face.
Really?
Well, the fact that you're blushing like a little tomato tells me otherwise. Okay, I'll lighten up. So, you got a name? What an absolutely beautiful name. I say it certainly suits you.
Me?
Well, just call me Yoop. It's nice to meet you.
Leaving so soon? Well, okay then. But you know, we should hang out sometime. I would love to get to know you more. Here's my business card. I'm the owner of the hardware store just a few blocks down. I've seen you pass by it many times before. I know. It must be quite strange that a tall, slender, and pretty lady owns something like a hardware store. But trust me, I know my stuff. So why not swing by when you get a chance?
Great. I'll be looking forward to your visit. Cupcake?
Yes, bye-bye now.
What are those group of girls doing? It looks like they're ganging up on someone.
Wait, who's that in the middle?
Short stuff?
Okay, calm down, Yoop. Calm down. I can handle this. I just need to be civilized about it. Although, just to be safe, let me take this crowbar with me.
Hello there, ladies. It's rather hot today, isn't it?
Oh, sorry.
Don't mind me in the crowbar. I was in the middle of working on something when I noticed you all kind of crowding around out here. Mind if I ask what for? I see. Well, I don't mean to cut in or something, but I don't think he likes the way you're treating him. I hate to break it to you girls, but Short Stuff here is a valuable customer of mine. Not only that, but you happen to be standing just right outside of my store property. With that said, let me make this clear to you all. I treat my customers like I treat my store and its property, with care, love, attention, and affection. And I absolutely despise people who have no respect for my property. You know, girls, one of the most important things that you'll learn about when dealing with any kind of tools and equipment is safety, especially in hardware. Oftentimes, you'll need to wear the proper PPE and pay attention to what you're doing. It's far too common and too easy to injure yourself. I happen to be good friends with people who work in OSHA, and I'm sure they wouldn't mind if I turned a blind eye to a few accidents. By the way, my friend Nico called, and he wants his kneecaps back. And I did promise him that I would get him some, so thought so. Are you okay, sweetie? Here, let me help you up. You're welcome, Cupcake. So, what was that about? I see. Well, good thing I just happened to spot you from my storefront window. Oh, relax, dear. I'm not that frightening. That was all just an act, you see? For the most part. Anyways, since you're here, why don't you come into my store for a minute? It's hot out, and my store has an amazing AC system. Go ahead and grab yourself something cold to drink, free of charge. Of course. So, what do you think? Oh, thanks. I know it's rather small, but everything in here is of good quality. I have basically some of everything. Crowbars. Speaking of which, there we go. Hammers, nails, screws, wrenches, pliers, screwdrivers, drills, and ropes. I bet you would look good in those. Nothing. So yeah, my dad was big on us kids learning about tools and stuff. So I figured that I used that knowledge to open and run my own store. Pretty cool, right? You know, I can't help but to notice that you still seem downed. I take it that this isn't the first time people make fun of your height, is it? And I bet those group of girls weren't even helping the situation either. I swear I should have done more. Like, bring them down to your level. No pun intended. No. Listen to me, Cupcake. You may be on the short side, but there's nothing wrong with that. There's plenty of advantage to being shorter than average. Like not having to duck for every doorframe you pass by. or nearly doing a military call just to grab something at the bottom shelf, or even saving money buying clothes. I'm often too lengthy for normal sized pants, and the sleeves and long sleeves are not being, well, long enough. Oh, and yes, I get asked all the time if I play volleyball or basketball. Oh, and the weather is like from up here. Well, yeah, there are some advantages to being tall. But sweetie, I want you to understand something. Mean people will make fun of your height, regardless of whether you're the size of a dwarf or as tall as a giant. People can really be insensitive and comment mindlessly. Just don't let it get to you. Besides, I absolutely adore short guys like you. Obviously, you're just such a cute and adorable little cupcake. And like a little cupcake, I just want to eat you up. Aw, see? I knew you were cute. Which is why I want to keep you around. I want to keep my cute little cupcake safe. I won't let anyone else have you. Or even think about making fun of you and your height. Believe me when I say that it took a lot of restraint not to bash those girls' skulls in. Oh, don't worry about that, sweetie. Besides, you're with me now, and I plan on keeping it that way. Oh, you're just too cute. Yes, I like you. Of course, sweetie, you can tell me anything. I see. I guess this means that you're already eyeing me up. Seeing as how you have a preference for girls who towers over you. No, Cupcake. It's not weird. Besides, I just told you that I have a thing for short guys. Especially one as cute as you. And now that I have you, I'm not going to let you go. You belong to me now, okay? Don't worry, sweetie. I will be more than willing to take care of you.